Home ownership is a great way to build community, family stability, financial security. Few organizations recognize that quite as much as Habitat for Humanity. That's why today we're talking to Wayne Jarami of Austin Habitat for Humanity. Wayne, I appreciate you taking the call. We wanted to do this in studio, but of course, we're all social distancing these days.
Absolutely. No, glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us here on Inside Austin. And before we talk about how COVID is affecting your operations there at Habitat for Humanity, let's talk first about the organization. If anybody doesn't know what Habitat is, what is it and what's the goal?
Awesome. Well, Austin Habitat for Humanity is the local affiliate of Habitat for Humanity International. We've been around since about 1985. We're going to build our 500th home this year is the plan. And we do affordable home ownership for families, both building it, and that's the 500 homes we've done, as well as repairing it and preserving it so that families can age in place and live where they've lived a long time and live in a safe and accessible environment. We also are a housing counseling agency and a full-service mortgage bank for all of our families. So we're a pretty comprehensive organization, not to mention that we have the largest, highest grossing ReStore in the country. So we really cover a lot of facets of what Habitat affiliates do, and we try to do it really well.
Now, let's talk about how the pandemic has affected operations. I'm assuming that it has. Are the ReStores, have hours been affected? Are people stuck at home? They're not coming to work? And houses, like, no construction? Construction's been put on hold? Or what is the
sure.
pandemic doing for or doing to Habitat for Humanity in Austin?
Yeah, it's definitely changing things. We have suspended construction with volunteers. We are having staff finish up some of the homes and get them to the point where they're sort of weatherproof, drying them in, as it's called. And we're shifting some of our construction that was supposed to happen in the spring over to the fall. We're working closely with our homeowners. Again, I mentioned earlier, we are a mortgage holder. So we have about 330, 340 mortgages for Habitat families that are 0% interest mortgages that we're the bank for. And so we're, in addition to the production side being impacted, we're also working with the families who already have a mortgage to make sure that we're not kicking them out of their homes. We're able to work with them through this process, which is really a unique feature of Habitat on the ownership side, that we're both the mortgage bank and the builder. We are continuing to stay in touch with our sponsors and our donors to try to get funds where we need them and shift those builds again into the fall. We're keeping the ReStore open with shorter hours, basically 9 to 6 instead of the later hours we usually run. We have shifted it pretty much entirely to a hardware store. So we are exempted from the shelter in place in that regard. And affordable housing construction is actually exempted as well. So that's why our teams can be out there on site working. All of the office staff are pretty much, if they're not absolutely needed at the office, they're working from home. So we're adapting and really doing what we can to keep things flowing as smoothly as possible. These families need homes, and this is a big, complicated machine that we work on. So we're trying to make sure that it stays moving even as all of this goes forward.
Yeah, I would assume that some of the families that you provide homes to, they're probably at risk economically for suffering the largest impact from furloughs and shutdowns and layoffs. I think that could be a real issue kind of for everyone.
It absolutely is. We're beginning to get some of those calls of families who have been laid off or furloughed and are anticipating having trouble making their mortgage payments. So we have actually some of the previous disasters with the Onion Creek floods and things like that have in a way been a trial run for some of our disaster policies on the mortgage front. We've never had to extend that type of policy over our entire mortgage portfolio, but we are right now. And so that's things like giving families basically not doing negative credit reporting and planning to work out repayment agreements so that they can stay in their homes. And we're called the shelter in place. If you don't have a shelter, it's hard to do that.
Yeah.
So we want to keep families in their homes and then work this out with them once we're on the other side. And hopefully that's sooner rather than later.
Now let's talk about the home ownership program, how it normally works when we're not suffering from a pandemic and an economic crisis. What is the home program? How does it work? Who qualifies? Talk to me about that if you could.
Yeah, absolutely. So we work with families that make up to 80% MFI. That's the median family income, which is basically just a measure of what the average family in Austin makes. So the maximum amount for a household of four in Austin is $75,500. So that's more than what most people think. Again, if a family makes $75,000, household of four, they can technically qualify for Austin Habitat. And so we have two home ownership programs within the umbrella of Austin Habitat. One is what you think of with Jimmy Carter out there on a construction site building a home with volunteers and kind of a hardworking family that's going to take the home. That's our very traditional model. This year we'll mark our 500th home in our 35th year of existence, and we'll continue to do that. Again, we have an income maximum. They do have to qualify for the mortgage, so there's functionally a minimum, but that depends on a lot of other factors. The families have to do 300 hours of sweat equity, and that is to say they need to build both their neighbors' homes and then ultimately their home, which is a really unique way. You mentioned earlier that we build community. We built that in both the literal sense of building neighborhoods and subdivisions, but in kind of the abstract sense where the families that live in those subdivisions are the ones that actually built it. That really creates a unique dynamic and relationship in those communities.
That must really solidify the neighborhood when they help build the homes.
It does. I actually got to, I moved into a neighborhood that's about 50% Habitat. And my neighbor on one side of me, he's a Habitat homeowner. And when I moved in, I was able to kind of speak with him before he knew that I worked for Habitat. And we're standing in our driveways talking. And I was like, hey, my wife and I volunteered in this neighborhood, which we did. And your home looks like a Habitat home. It has the metal roof of a Habitat home. Like, is this Habitat? And he's like, yeah, no, I actually got to put the roof on here. And then he starts pointing around the neighborhood. I got to put the fence on down there. I got to stand the walls up on that house over there. And we had this really unique conversation where he had literally built the neighborhood around him in addition to building his own home. And I don't know of any other program that quite has that level of impact in community building.
Yeah, that's real pride in ownership when you put it together with your own blood, sweat, tears.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And then they're paying for it. It's never a handout. It's a hand up. That's kind of the Habitat way. We want to provide people an avenue to help themselves. We're able to do that, I think, pretty effectively. And we're trying to manage that through the crisis that we're seeing here with the pandemic.
On Inside Austin today, we're talking to Wayne Jarami, who works for Habitat for Humanity. And you guys, you don't just build homes. You also offer home repair, too. How does some of the home repair services work?
Yeah, so home repair is largely funded through the general obligation bonds, the affordable housing bonds that are passed by the voters in the city of Austin. And so we provide up to $15,000 worth of repairs to homeowners that own their home, are up to date on their insurance, all of that. Same income limits, although those families tend to be kind of in the Central East Austin. That's with a lot of work with widows, women who own their homes and their husbands have passed away and they're on fixed incomes. And it's very difficult to maintain a home as you become older and are on a fixed income. So we're able to step in and help there. We're also usually able to leverage our relationships in the community with other organizations to get them something on the order of $30,000 to $45,000 worth of repairs when all is said and done, with $15,000 of that coming from us. So it's a really impactful program for families that have been in Austin a long time, live in neighborhoods that are seeing a lot of pressure on the prices and therefore pressure on the taxes. And ultimately, these homes, a lot of them aren't safe in the way that they are. So our priorities when we go in is doing accessibility and safety modifications, things like installing flooring that's safer for families, roll-in tubs and showers, things like that, to try to help folks out.
Now, what about, I read on the website that you offer housing counseling. What is housing counseling? What does it do for the community?
Sure. So HUD, Housing and Urban Development, has a housing counseling program. And so we as an organization are certified, and we have two counselors on staff that are certified to do housing counseling. And those guys can basically do everything from pre-purchase education, financial coaching, helping people with their budgets, and that's just open to members of the public. We have a really intensive one-day course that's called Realizing the American Dream that kind of goes over everything you need to know for purchasing a home at some point. And then eventually, we even are able to help with foreclosure intervention. And we're starting to see a little bit of an uptick in that, although that's going to be blunted by this, all the moratoriums on that, the foreclosures. But we can interface with a lender on behalf of someone who's going through foreclosure. And it allows us to try to work out a deal where that family can stay in the home, get on a repayment plan. And it really lets us operate in a space that very few other people can operate, directly interfacing with lenders on behalf of borrowers who are in trouble. And so we've been able to work with families to keep them in their homes when they experience some sort of financial crisis in the past. And we anticipate in about a month or 2 months, we're gonna really need to devote some resources to that side of things.
Now, Wayne, earlier you mentioned the Restore, and I got to say, I live in South Austin. I love the South Austin location. I'm in there once a month at least. For anybody who doesn't know, explain what the Restore is and what happens there, if you would.
Absolutely. So the Restore, Austin Habitat was the first Restore in the United States. It's been around since 1992. We basically accept donations of household appliances, construction materials, hardware, building materials, now household items, pretty much anything that can be resold. And it's kind of like a cross between a Home Depot and a Goodwill. It's open to the public. There's some fantastic deals in there. There's great deals on appliances, a lot of flooring. We have a lot of donated material with some purchased material that we try to sell in order to supplement. If someone wants to come in and do a project, we try to be as much of a one-stop shop as we can. We also, and this is very timely, we started a website, which is shopaustinrestore.com, where some of the cool, unique items that we would otherwise auction off in store, we're actually posting online. And so if people are interested, especially given the current circumstances, they can actually shop at the Restore online. And in the meantime, we are open for donations. We're still open under reduced hours, 9 to 6, and then noon to 6 on Sundays. So people can swing by, and we're making sure to practice social distancing, and we're cleaning off the carts and all that stuff, making sure that we keep the place clean and sanitary, given the circumstances right now. But if you don't want to do that, you can always check out the website, which is shopaustinrestore.com.
We're talking to Wayne Jarami here on Inside Austin, talking about Habitat for Humanity here in Austin. Wayne, if somebody wants to help out, wants to make a donation of an item or maybe a financial contribution or even volunteer, what's the best way they can find out information or do that sort of thing?
Yeah, the best place is pretty much going to be our website. That's austinhabitat.org. There's a volunteer link there. Right now we're closed down for volunteers, but we want to ramp that back up as quickly as possible. We're going to have a lot of opportunities in the fall, given that we're shifting some of our construction from the spring to the fall. So check out austinhabitat.org. You can donate there. If you want to donate items, we're still accepting items at the Restore. You can bring them there. We aren't doing pickups right now, but once the shelter-in-place order is lifted, we're going to resume doing that as quickly as we can safely do it. So if you have a larger donation, we can try to get that on the calendar for maybe sometime in May or something like that. But it's worth reaching out, and the website is really the best source of information, which is austinhabitat.org.
And Wayne, with the last 30 seconds or so we've got left in the segment, what is it we didn't get to? What would you like Austin and Central Texas to know about Austin Habitat for Humanity?
Austin Habitat has an organization called Homebase Texas that partners with builders and developers in the community who have affordable units in their buildings. So there's a lot of really nice high-end condos, condominium buildings that have anywhere from 1 to 12 affordable units in them. And we are helping those developers to sell these units to hardworking families that are otherwise priced out of the market. So if you think you aren't going to qualify for what's out there on the market, but are interested in getting a nice new construction home, reach out to us. You don't have to go through the normal 300 sweat equity hours. The program looks a little different, but there are a lot of really nice units. Some of these are appraising at over $600,000, and we're selling them for like $200,000. So there's some awesome opportunity for families that are under 80% of the median family income to get brand new units in really nice buildings, and we can help you find those.
That's Wayne Jarami with Austin Habitat for Humanity. It's austinhabitat.org. If you want more information, you can find it online. Wayne, I appreciate you joining us, even though we're having a social distance, couldn't do it in the studio. I appreciate you joining us here on the phone on Inside Austin.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, and maybe at some point in the future we can meet up in the studio. It'd be a lot of fun.
Catch up with past interviews and more online at our website. Just go to talk1370.com/InsideAustin.